Lou and Matt for breakfast. The Borders 105.7 Triple M.
Welcome to the Catch Up Podcast, a very special Catch Up Podcast, because we're about to launch into Lou's free money minute. She's playing for $500.
No,
just a bit of context here.
Great.
Not mine though. You've got to talk to the boss
after. All right. So if I get them all right, 500 smackaroonies, all mine.
So just some context here. We were talking yesterday about how different it is to give 10 questions in a pressure environment, because I've got 10 questions in front of me, Lou. Now, when you were away and stuck in Brisbane, I ran the free money minute.
Yep.
Usually you do the questions.
Yep.
So I actually ran with this one on a day legitimately. I think they got about 6 or 7. I would expect you to get these all right
okay.
in normal circumstances.
Okay.
But it's the pressure of the 60 seconds.
Okay. Fair enough.
All right, so Paul got a 9 out of 10, and we were a bit shocked with that. We thought he might have got the 10, but I said the pressure. All right, you ready to go then?
I think so.
Okay, so I'm just going to get rid of this music.
The game begins in 3, 2, 1.
In what year did the Brisbane Lions win their last premiership?
Oh, God. 2011.
The band Dire Straits came from what country?
UK.
Finish the saying, a bad workman
always blames his tools.
Name a dinosaur featured in Jurassic Park.
T-Rex.
What is the national language of Brazil?
Portuguese.
A podiatrist works on what body part?
Feet.
True or false, in mathematics, pi is 5.14.
False.
What is Australia's floral emblem?
Wattle.
Bart Simpson's two sisters are named what?
Lisa and... No! Pass!
What is the alternate name for Uluru?
Ayers Rock.
Back to Bart Simpson. Oh, we've Bart run Simpsons. Out of time, oh. I'm afraid, Lou. You ended... Well, we know we've got one pass, which is Bart Simpson's two sisters are named Lisa and Maggie.
Oh, Maggie! Oh, infuriating.
And this is quite fun because I did change the first question because it was a sport question that wasn't relevant. So I changed it to what year did the Brisbane Lions win their last premiership, which should be right up your alley, Lou. It's 2003.
Oh,
what year did you give?
Oh, I don't know, 2011. I thought it was early 2000s and I don't know why I said 11.
So you end up with an 8 out of 10, which deserves a round of applause, I think you'll agree.
Fairly solid.
But it's not the 10, I'm afraid. You can try again any time, Lou. I'll get a 10 tomorrow.
No worries.
If you do it with me, I'll nail it tomorrow.
Okay.
Now, what was the pressure actually like?
Tomorrow.
When you hear the clock ticking in the background.
I didn't even notice that.
Did you not?
No.
No.
I actually didn't notice it. I was just in the zone because I'm so, you know how competitive I am. I'm so competitive. I'm like, I've got to get these right.
One other thing though is if you have to think about the first one or two.
Oh, you're stuffed then.
Because then you think you're losing time, don't you?
And then you can't think too long because you just want to pass. You're like, oh no, like, keep going. Because otherwise it looks really bad.
Well, there we go.
Oh, look, I do feel for people playing it. Certainly it's a pressure situation for sure.
And we've gotten very close to the 10 of late. So hopefully tomorrow we'll get the 10. And, well, you will get a 10 because I'll have a crack if you want to give me a go and I'll get the 10.
You reckon you'll get the 10?
I'll get the 10 easy, Lou.
Okay. Great.
Pretty smart these days.
Opposed to other days?
Yeah, you shouldn't have caught me a few years ago. Dumb as dishwater. Is that a saying?
No, dog shit.
That's harsh, but probably fair. All right, let's kick off the Catch Up Podcast with this. A friend of the show, Brad George from East Albury, he has gotten his first dose of the AstraZeneca vaccine and he joins us. Brad, good morning.
Hey, guys. How's things?
Yeah, really good. So, Brad, when did you get it?
Monday afternoon. No worries at all there. Yeah.
All right, and okay, so the most important thing at this stage, I reckon, would be, do you have or have you had any after effects at all?
Oh, look, Carlton are going to win the premiership. There's no doubt about it from 16th position, so no after effects at all.
Yeah,
nice.
From the
nice
dyed in the wool Collingwood fan. Yeah.
No, look, no side effects whatsoever to be serious, but everyone's going to be different, I think, so just for myself personally, I haven't had any issues at all. It was just a simple needle and that's about it.
So do you normally get the flu vaccine each year?
Yeah, I do. I do. And like usually when you get that, you get a little bit of soreness around the site where they put the needle in.
Yeah.
But I haven't even had any of that.
So that's
good.
That's really interesting because Danielle McMullen, who's the New South Wales president of the AMA, she said that people might expect to get, you know, quite a bit of soreness maybe in the arm and all of that, and maybe even have some
mild
effect. Yeah, so that's great that you didn't get anything at all. So when do you get your next one to complete the vaccination?
So on Monday, there was a little bit of paperwork to be done, so I did all that. And at the same time, they take your details and book you in for your second, which is 3 months down the track. So I think on 26th of June, I've got to go back for the second vaccination. And then it's onwards and upwards from there.
Now, do they tell you with the first one, do they tell you much about it? Or do you just go in there and this is it, there you go, that's your first one, wait for your second one? Or did they tell you that, you know, you're sort of going to be a little bit more immune or nothing like that?
No, the girl who, the nurse that put the needle in, she said, look, there may be this, and this.
Yep.
Side effects with headache, nausea. She said if your temperature rises suddenly, you head straight to the ED or your GP and go from there. But other than that, no, look, it was just straight in, have a needle and wait around 15 minutes and then see if there's any immediate effect.
Yeah.
And then off you go.
Yeah, brilliant.
Fantastic.
All right, well, that's exciting that, that it is rolling out here, and as we've been told plenty of times, we need about 75% of the population to get it for it to be truly effective. So take the leave from Brad, and when your opportunity presents itself, get the jab and we can all get back to normal without COVID hanging over our heads like we've got at the moment in Queensland. Brad, thanks so much for joining us, mate.
Not a problem, guys.
With JobKeeper officially ending this week, naturally there are a lot of worried people in our community. Mm. So we caught up with Canstar's editor-at-large and renowned financial commentator, Effie Zahos, and she has some great advice. Here she is.
What we do know from the government is that it's about 150,000 job losses, along with, numerous business closures.
Yeah.
So I guess the immediate thing, if you're in that situation, you're hanging by a thread, still employed, but you know very well that your boss will not be able to survive, is I would jump in early and get to Services Australia. And, you know, you don't want this rush. If 150,000 people, if that is correct, you don't want this rush going to Services Australia to try and get JobSeeker. The good news is that you can actually start JobKeeper claim early, up to 13 weeks before your circumstances will change. So a little tip there is, look, it's something. I know the money's not that great, but it's better than, you know, waiting to the last minute and then finding a lineup, so to speak. So when you do fill that form in, make sure you actually click on unemployed or reduced hours when filling in the application form. Now, of course, the job seeker is not going to include that 150 coronavirus supplement. That actually ends tomorrow, the 31st of March.
Okay.
So what will happen now? Remember, finally, we got some increase, $50 increase. Yeah, so what you're looking at now is a payment of $615.70 a fortnight. That's your base.
It's not a lot, is it?
It's not a lot. Absolutely not. Now, you can complement that with some extra income. I would be looking at a side hustle as well. Look at the thresholds, of course, but maybe lean towards the, you know, maybe Airtasker or, you know, your peer-to-peer kind of economies and see, well, how else can I get some money through while I try and work out what I want to do? And maybe also pivot into other jobs. Don't forget you got that relocation allowance. There's up to $9,000 to help you to relocate. Yeah, we forget about that, but you've got to be prepared to go to another state or territory or regional area. And then I guess for employers, there's a couple of grants out there, schemes. You've got the job maker, but that's only for under 35. Your business will get about 100 to 200, depending on the worker's age. And let's not forget older Aussies. There's the restart wage that's targeted to mature workers. And as a business, you get a wage subsidy of up to $10,000 if you're employ a mature age person.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing the other thing that people might be interested in too, Effie, is there are there's a lot of retraining opportunities out there too, and a lot of courses that are being run free of charge for people who are looking to retrain.
Yeah, there absolutely is. If you get onto your local government website and get into a TAFE course or something like that, they will have what's free, what's not. Even, you know, LinkedIn has certain amounts of free education and tools there that you can upskill. So that's definitely one thing. The problem is, guys, let's look at the timing here. We've got Brisbane now in a three-day lockdown. We're not quite sure how long that will last. We've also got, I guess, Good Friday, which shops weren't going to open. So some of these businesses in Brisbane that have lost JobKeeper are now shut for the week, probably.
Yeah,
And it's the timing that could not be worse.
It's awful,
with this.
Isn't it, Effie?
Look, Effie, thank you so much. It's just always such a pleasure to talk to you, because you just speak it plain, and we love that. Thanks heaps for chatting with
pleasure.
Us.
Pleasure. Thank you. And the tip is, get to Services Australia, and if you are having trouble with your bills, contact them straight away. They've got to understand that you've just lost JobKeeper. What's your next step?
There she is, Effie Zahos. And the good news that we've heard from a number of sources is our economy on the border is particularly relatively strong. Mm. So hopefully everybody will be okay. Just hang in there.
Lou and Matt's Wheel of Games.
A tasty prize this week.
Absolutely delicious. You can treat yourself this Easter with a cheesecake shop cake. Whether it be cheesecake or whether it just be any cake, we've got quite the selection.
All right, let's see. We've got game number 55. There are 100 games on the wheel. And what are we playing today? Let's have a look. Let me check the game book. Oh, yes. Yes, I think this is a great time to do this, Lou, to be honest with you.
You can call me the Riddler.
Yes.
It's been a while.
It's been a little while to get the brain really tested with a riddle. All right, here we go. It's a classic riddle, this, Lou. This is just a good old-fashioned riddle. I'm the beginning of everything, the end of everywhere. I'm the beginning of eternity. Actually, I need more mystical music. Hang on. That's better. Here we go. I'm the beginning of everything, the end of everywhere. I'm the beginning of eternity, the end of time and space. What am I?
Oh, that's so easy.
It's not easy. It's mystical. It could be anything. It could be a really deep thing.
Oh, my gosh, Matt. That
is actually pretty easy, this one. 1-3-3-5-5-3. Let's just jump into it.
It's the easiest one you've ever done.
Hello. No, it's not. It could be a deep... Hello, Triple M. Who's this?
It's Rebecca. How are you?
Rebecca, don't think that this is easy. This is...
It's simple.
It's not simple. So... It's deep.
There's nothing deep about
What's
it.
What's the
go
answer?
On, go on, Rebecca. Startle us.
Oh, it's a letter E.
Duh.
Well done. Wow, that was... You have to think laterally when you think of... riddles, Lou. You don't understand the riddle game.
What do you mean I don't understand? I got it. As soon as you said it's the beginning of everything, I'm like, okay, it's the letter E. Yeah. It's great. So good.
Right, okay. We'll have to strike that one. Never do that one again.
Rebecca, for your incredible riddling prowess this morning, you've got for yourself... a cake of your choice from the cheesecake shop in Albury or Wodonga.
Well, just saying on the line there. Earlier this year, we talked to Brian Hack from ESS Shipping about shortages of goods, and we thought we'd catch up with him to get an update on the situation, especially after the Suez Canal disaster over the past few days. And here's what he told us. Have a listen.
Now, last time we spoke, Brian, we spoke to you about the fact that there was a shortage of actual containers so that goods couldn't get here because of that. Now it would appear that there's going to be like a backlog of goods. Is that a fair assumption after the whole Suez Canal thing?
Oh, that's spot on. To be honest, who would have thought that we'd be talking about Old Saint Nick encroaching into bunny territory?
Oh, you know,
normally it's hot cross buns for Boxing Day.
Yes.
But to be up front here, you know, I'm not here to incite panic, just here simply to give everyone a bit of a head start after how last year panned out.
Yes, yeah, you know, so all right, so I'll give you an idea. So I went to buy a set of four new tyres for my car the other day, and I wanted a nice set of Michelin tyres. And the guy just said, mate, you got no chance. And I just went, what do you mean? How long do I have to wait? And he goes, oh, probably months. So, I mean, is that something that's happening across all industries at the moment?
It seems to be the case. It's happening with cars, couches. One of our clients brings in couches, and I did the same thing. I spoke to him on the weekend. I said, oh, I really want this one that you've brought in. And he goes, it's already sold out.
Wow.
And it hasn't even landed in Fremantle yet. So this is just what we're sort of living in, you know. So normally the pre-peak Xmas peak season starts around July and August. But after what happened last year, I don't think we can ignore the fact that international shipping and logistics is just still in a bit of a shambles from the mountains of issues that overwhelmed shipping all of last year. Like, we just don't want to see businesses who get caught up last year that ordered on time prior to Christmas only to see some of their Christmas stocks just not hit the shelves.
Yeah, so you think order now for Christmas, basically, if you're a business.
I think at least start doing your preparations and, you know, start letting your suppliers know that these orders are going to be coming through, because we've got evidence of production start times blowing out by months, and then this pushes out the lead times, which have more than doubled now in some cases.
Crikey. So the bottom line is that it's not going to fix itself up anytime soon. The rest of this year, we should expect that things will be in short supply. And if you're a business, get on to ordering all your Christmas stock now.
Yeah, get onto it, and let's definitely start your planning early.
Sounds like the right thing to do. Otherwise,
it really does.
It'd be the same as last year, and that would be a disaster for a lot of businesses around.
Yeah, we don't want that to happen again, for sure.
And I'm also guessing there's probably a shortage of shipping containers if people want to turn them into houses and granny flats these days.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems to be the thing at the moment. Granny flats, swimming pools, offices, everything, isn't it?
Yeah.
Repurpose it back into a shipping container,
yeah,
and you'll make
it.
A fortune.
You'd make a fortune indeed.
Yeah. There he is. That's Brian Hack from ESS Shipping. So painting a pretty ordinary picture, but keep on top of your ordering, it sounds like, if you're a business.
Yeah, absolutely. Things are taking just a long time to get here. Even post is still taking a long time to get here.
It's Lou and Matt's Triple M.